Well, we will be giving thanks next Thursday, but this Thursday, next Tuesday, we are celebrating by giving. Giving Tuesday is a day that encourages people to do some good. Since 2012, it has grown into a year-round global movement that inspires hundreds of millions of people to give, collaborate, celebrate generosity. A great nonprofit that benefits from Giving Tuesday is Independence Center, an active, forward-thinking nonprofit organization providing those with chronic mental illness a place to belong, to work, and to achieve healthy, happy, quality lives. Trish Holmes is the executive director. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Heidi. We appreciate this.
It's been years ago, but I hosted or emceed a couple of events there and just was so blown away by everything that you do. But kind of give us more about Independence Center.
Sure. Independence Center provides the resources for persons living with persistent mental illness, just like you said. And as a community mental health center, with the traditional services, psychiatry, therapy, counseling, and so forth is what most people are aware of. But we offer a holistic approach. We recognize the physical health and the well-being of individuals. Independence Center was founded over 40 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Over 40 years ago. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. That's a big deal.
Thank you. And that clubhouse is what we're known for. That's our jewel. And for those that don't recognize what a clubhouse is, and first, I got to brag a little bit. We're actually the second largest clubhouse in the world.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And that we have about 120 individuals come in just for the clubhouse, and that doesn't account for all of the other services.
Yeah, well, explain to people what the clubhouse is.
Sure. Those with schizophrenia, which bipolar disorder and so forth and the like, they have a lifetime of hearing what they can't do. Mm-hmm. Our approach is really to look ahead at what they can do. And is it to complete a degree? Is it to find a job, gain the social skills to reconnect with the loved ones? The clubhouse is designed to treat the individuals as members, not the patients. Daily, they decide what we need to accomplish that day. It might be data entry. It might be preparing lunch for the 100-plus, 150 people that come for lunch that day. It might be creating our social media or going out on a furniture donation pickup because we do run a retail store. Or I should say they run a retail store. We call it the work order day. But essentially, just like you and I, they need to feel needed, wanted, and expected. We do that with our jobs. They need that as well.
Purpose.
And they have the capability. They just need the opportunity.
Right. Well, I know it is a fantastic organization, but tell me what Giving Tuesday means to the organization.
Right. Giving Tuesday, it's that day to give us pause, to consider really how can we help? What means something to us personally? What gives us meaning? You know, we talk about time and talent and treasure. And honestly, mostly I do that when I think of my board of directors. You would join a board, you're asked about your time, talents, and treasure. But every one of us should be giving our time, our talent, and our treasure to things that bring us the satisfaction, and giving to someone, whether it's in your dollars or it's your time, is so meaningful.
So the time is just as important as the dollars.
Yeah, although I will say the benefit of the members is that they are actually volunteering their time to come run the clubhouse. So we don't offer as much opportunities for volunteers with their time, but we're always willing to take it. As a matter of fact, with our Thanksgiving meal coming up, I think we have so many volunteers coming to help us serve that meal. But you know that we talk about Giving Tuesday, and we are a United Way safety net agency, and that kind of gives us the credibility so that people know that those dollars that we are looking for, that they're used properly and that we're worthy of their giving. So what do we do with the dollars? It eradicates the stigma of mental illness. We talk a lot about stigma. Everyone is talking about mental health. We need to eradicate that stigma. And it offers those members the advantages that we have ourselves, a safe, affordable home and community and finding purpose and belonging.
If you guys weren't here, where would these people be? Where would they go? What resources are available to them? Or are they on the street?
Yes and yes. There are several that are on the street, and that is because they haven't found that affordable home. There are a lot of barriers to housing in this area. We also offer some residential facilities. We have, right now have four. It's only 71 people. We're actually in the processing of building another 38 units, which will help, but that's still a fraction of what's needed. So yes, there are services. Sometimes it's hard to find them. Family members are not necessarily able to find those resources. So by finding, there's a lot of very good agencies in St. Louis, certainly. Finding the right person, finding the right relationship, building those relationships. And that is what sets us aside from other agencies of which offer the resources. They offer the counseling. They offer the psychiatry. They offer the community support. It's that clubhouse that makes us unique. We're the only clubhouse in the St. Louis region. And it's that piece that probably sets us aside.
We're talking to Trish Holmes, the executive director of Independent Center, and having that clubhouse probably also gives people coming there a community, camaraderie, and they get to meet people that are like them.
That's it. None of us wear badges. You know, in a hospital psychiatric setting, you're going to see who's wearing their scrubs and who's wearing, who are the patients. At Independent Center, you don't know. We're working side by side. You have no idea who's there because of mental illness diagnosis. And quite frankly, you know, one in five is what we say. Really, it's one in four have some type of mental illness. One in 25 have that serious, persistent mental illness. So it could be anybody. It could be our family members. It could be your neighbors. It could be the person you're walking by on the street.
Well, and honestly, we all know someone who is struggling with mental illness at some point, whether that's depression or bipolar or extreme anxiety.
Exactly. Mental health has become an epidemic. It really has, or I should say mental illness has become an epidemic. Yeah. It has, and I'm glad we're talking about it more. It seems to be that it used to be people wouldn't admit that they were had anxiety or depression. Schizophrenia, we all got bad information from the media in general. You watch TV and you have a whole different idea. These are individuals just like you and
not
I.
Not the bad guys, which I feel like that's the way it's portrayed in movies or TV.
They are, but the reality is that a person with schizophrenia, for instance, is much more, and I'll probably botch the statistics here, but it's something like only 2% of those with schizophrenia actually might have a violent tendency. They're much more likely to be the victims of a violent crime than the perpetrator.
Trish, what drew you to Independent Center?
Well, about 5 years ago, I hit a point I was an empty nester. My kids, I had raised four kids, and all of those volunteer efforts that I, you know, used to do, I just needed another purpose. And I actually am a CPA by trade.
Oh my gosh.
So I know. Really? I know.
Wow.
I came in.
Are you doing the books too?
Not anymore. But no, I came in honestly I wanted to find some place that gave me, I had one more employment chapter. I had another 12, 15 years of employment. I wanted to feel some place where I was giving back as well as still looking at my career. So I actually came in as their CFO 5 years ago. And then a couple of years ago, they had a leadership change and they kind of said, hey, will you take the realm for a couple of years, for a little bit interim, and let's figure this out. And then I
you've been there how long?
It'll be 5 years next month. And so, came in as their executive director and been thrilled because I am learning alongside with you guys. Every day I am learning from my members about mental health.
Speaking of those members, what do you hear them say about the clubhouse?
Oh, it's their family. It is absolutely their family. It's their friends. They rely on one another. It's the place to be. I had someone actually just come in today and say they were really feeling like they just wanted to stay in bed today, but they knew somebody would be calling them and saying, where are you today? You know, I talk about things you deal with. I actually lost my mother earlier this year, and I realized I had such a community of family here in St. Louis. I'm from the East Coast. And to return and have member after member after member check on me still today, a month or two later, to say, are you doing okay? So it's that family. It's that sense of we're caring for one another.
And Trish, if people are listening, they're like, okay, I want to help this organization on Giving Tuesday. How do they do that?
I would recommend going to our website, independentcenter.org, and just hit donate key.
That
really does help. Yes,
well, I was going to say, you're going to feel better doing that than eating a donut, because really giving thing is so special, and you feel better than even the person on the receiving end.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Trish Holmes, thank you for everything that you're doing there at the Independent Center, and thanks for coming in and sharing more about the place.
Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.